This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Sunday, the Westboro Baptist Church of Kansas announced plans to picket the Alaska Native Heritage Center in Anchorage on June 1st for making, quote, a religion out of pagan, idolatrous practices of past generations, end quote. The Westboro Church is most notorious for picketing military funerals with anti-gay signs, but also spreads anti-Semitic messages. It's listed as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. However, the extended family that comprises most of the church's 40-some members apparently announces many more protests than it carries out. News outlets call them no-shows at events they had announced in communities in Missouri, Florida, Illinois, Massachusetts, and Texas, among others. A group of Alaska Natives has already begun meeting to organize a counter-protest. Alaska Native Heritage Center spokesman David Favre says the center will announce its response later today. ANHC is a museum and educational center that offers programs about Alaska Native cultures. Volunteers are hosting a Procrastinator's Last Stand. That's free income tax preparation and advice today at the University Center. Volunteers will be on hand to answer questions, explain forms, and help with electronic filing of income tax forms from noon until 10 p.m. Again, that's free at the University Center today. The state legislature has named November 14th Dr. Walter Soboleff Day to honor the Tlingit elder, who passed away in 2011 at the age of 102. November 14th was his birthday. Soboleff was a minister and educator who spoke and taught the Tlingit language. He also served on the boards of Sea Alaska, the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, and the Alaska Native Brotherhood. He was president of Kootsnawu, the village corporation for Angoon. He was the first Alaska Native to serve on the State Board of Education and served as its chairman. The Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is building a cultural center in downtown Juneau that is named after Soboleff. The Federal Subsistence Board is meeting this week, starting this afternoon at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's offices on Tudor Road. The public meeting begins at 1:30 today and continues through Thursday. Agenda items include the process by which a community is determined to be rural or non-rural for subsistence uses, fisheries management for the Kuskokwim and Stikine Rivers, and dozens of specific fish and wildlife management proposals across the state. Saturday, about 100 people, many of them high school and college students, attended a statewide gathering of the Alaska Native Oratory Society held at the University of Alaska Anchorage. MC Jack Dalton joked with and teased speakers as he introduced them, praised their presentations, and gave public speaking tips such as how to adjust the microphone. He told the audience how it could contribute to the theme of the healing power of story.
The people who are brave enough to come up and share their stories with you now are going to get the healing power of all of you listening. Listening without judgment, listening with care in your hearts and your mind open, and the goal of healing for all people.
A few people described the healing they've experienced since the death of a loved one or heartbreak led them to attempt suicide. Others talked about the healing that comes from nature, traditions, and spending time with family and friends, and from having a sense of humor. People shared poetry and music. And some told stories in their native language. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Gasatin hukkanaalliq asin huqjalik qajigrakhtin.